Blog Talk Radio.
Brought to you by P4P Muscle Productions and Entertainment, the number one drug-free athlete sponsorship foundation in the world. Following under the teachings, don't trust me, trust my hustle. The ringleader of this show and conductor of this machine is Kaylin, lend me your ear, Patterson. Sit back, relax, and turn up your volume to P4P Real Talk.
Hey, everybody. Kaylin Patterson, P4P Real Talk. And this program is sponsored by P4P Muscle, the number one drug-free sponsor in the world. If you are a drug-free athlete and are looking for a solid foundation and a vehicle to drive your goals, check us out at p4pmuscle.com. And now, let's talk. Now, I hope people have been paying attention to social media because we've been talking about this for over a week now. A little bit longer, maybe, but we've been talking about something new, something that's been added to the P4P community, something that's going to help us all out if we go about it the correct way. And I'm speaking of Byron the App Guy. He's coming on, and we're going to be talking with him about this new introduction, and hopefully he can explain it, take away your fears, take away your questions, take away your doubts, and also give and add to something that's going to help the P4P community and athletes. So, Byron, without further introduction, could you please introduce yourself and give us a little background about you?
Thanks a lot, Kaylin. I'm the App Guy, and I started this about a year or two ago. We have a lot of companies using it, mostly in the bike industry, but you know, we range from anything from a pogo stick company to a brewery to a clothing manufacturer. So we've been doing this a while, and the idea kind of came about because I'm a former athlete. I played soccer at a fairly high level, and so I'm always around athletes. And one of my friends is sponsored by a bike company called Cannondale. And he just loves the brand Cannondale. But the first thing he said to me was, I'm worried that Cannondale is not going to recognize how much time and effort I'm putting into promoting Cannondale. Because there was no organized way for him to say to Cannondale, hey, I'm out there pushing your stuff. I'm telling people how great your product is. And so he was just worried that when the year came to a close, Cannondale was going to drop him as an athlete that they sponsor. So that's where the idea came from, is how do we help these athletes that are, you know, sponsored by these companies, how do we help them show the companies that they're, you know, out there promoting the brand? And the flip side is, how do we help these companies find the athletes and keep the athletes that are really out there hustling for them?
Oh, wow.
That's kind of the background.
Yeah, that's actually pretty good, because, you know, I know that's a pretty much across the board. So, you know, I'm glad that that diversity led something that would engage us as well. So from what I'm understanding is, you know, this is basically going to be for everybody that might have a complaint on the P4P side, you know, how we don't know what everybody's doing. This is going to really address that issue, so it won't even be a complaint.
Yeah, I mean, that's exactly it. And so far in the sponsorship industry, at the, you know, ambassador level, let's call it, it's really kind of socialist in a sense, meaning that, you know, the athletes typically get their gear and or their product.
Yeah, I like that word better.
Yeah, they get their product, and then the company has no clue if that person did anything to promote the brand, and vice versa. So what's great here is now we've turned it into more of a meritocracy. If you're out there hustling really hard and you're really trying to push P4P, you're going to get rewarded more than what you would have gotten in the past. The opposite's true. If you're out there not doing anything, you're not going to get anything. So turned it more into a meritocracy than a, you know, everyone gets the same thing.
You know, it's kind of like the person that says they're doing all kinds of stuff at the gym, really they're just showing up and doing nothing. And then this would be a way for pictures to be shown, like, hey, you on the phone instead of being on the work. So this is basically calling people out on both ends. I like that.
Yeah, we want to reward those that are kicking butt. We want to, you know, in a sense, punish those that aren't. Yep.
That's awesome. So, you know, with your sporting background, because I actually started in soccer as well. I learned footwork before I learned handwork, and people used to laugh at me about that. And I said, but if you watch somebody's feet, you'll know where they're going. So, do you apply that to how you go about business as well?
Say that. Phrase that again, if you can, Jalen.
Okay. What I'm saying is, like, I didn't learn upper body movement. I learned footwork because in soccer, it's all about the lower part of the body and how you're doing all the work. And one of the things is I learned to watch people's feet more than I did their hands and heads because their feet were what was driving them to move. And I was wondering if that's how you came about this concept, because it's very intriguing.
Yeah. I think so. It's, you know, I'm always trying to just listen to, you know, I like to be in the athlete industry, so I'm always listening mm-hmm. to what athletes are saying and just keep my ears open. And it just seemed like a good fit that would help, you know, help athletes out. Because at the end of the day, most athletes need some financial help, and there hasn't been a way for a lot of athletes to, inform companies and let them know that they're, you know, pushing their product, and in return they'd like some help. Mm-hmm. You know, of course you've got the Lance Armstrongs of the world, you know, the top athletes, which, mm-hmm. They don't need to do this because they're on TV every day, but there's, you know, 99% of athletes out there that are competing at a very high level, but, you know, may not be the top 0.001%. This is a way for them to easily, you know, communicate back and forth with the company. So I'm hoping to kind of grow more sponsored athletes out of this, which, you know, hopefully will benefit the companies as well as the athletes.
Well, it sounds like you're on to something that could be really big, and I'm glad you have brought it to this realm. Now, what the app is actually about, can you go into detail about what it's going to actually be dealing with to help the people that are still wondering?
Yeah, so how the app will work is what you're asking?
Yes. Yes, sir.
Okay, yeah, perfect. Well, essentially, the company, so P4P, is going to create a list of activities that they feel will help promote the P4P brand. So an activity mm-hmm. could include, I'm not saying these are the activities, but posting a picture of yourself in a P4P shirt on Facebook, or mm-hmm. you know, recommending to a friend they use the P4P product,
okay.
or even maybe potentially recommending to a retailer that they should carry P4P. So these are activities that P4P might want the athlete to do,
mm-hmm.
and they'll give them points for performing these activities. So let's say one of your sponsored athletes goes out there and posts a Facebook image. They'll be able to very easily on their phone click one or two buttons and then inform you that they've posted a picture on Facebook with, you know, your logo on the Facebook picture.
Mm-hmm.
And in return, they'll automatically get a few points for doing that. Now, P4P
okay.
will also say, hey, if you get X number of points, you'll get this reward in return. So maybe it's 300 points equals 50% off some of your product there.
Mm-hmm.
So essentially, it's a phone app that all your athletes will have. In a matter of two clicks, they can tell you what they've done to promote your brand, And when they earn enough points, they can redeem those points and earn product. Now, there's two additional features on there that are really going to help the athletes out as well. The first is P4P will be able to, if they create a new product or if they have a promotion going on or whatever, they'll be able to immediately inform all the athletes about this new product. So they'll...
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah. So they'll enter it in the system, and immediately on every athlete's phone, they'll get a notification saying, hey, this is what's new at P4P, and please, you know, either look into this product we're pushing, or it may be something like use this image that's attached to this news feed to when you post on Facebook.
Okay, okay.
Does that
so
kind
like
of make sense
first alert. Yeah, yeah, it's
exactly.
Kind of like a first alert and get out as soon as possible and basically keeps everyone connected. That's truly the worldwide.
Yeah, so it's going to help P4P really solidify its brand and tell the athletes, hey, this is where we're going. This is kind of what we're promoting. And we want everybody that's a sponsored athlete to promote the same stuff that we're trying to push here internally. That's the headquarters. So it's going to get everybody on the same page. And then the second cool little feature we've added is an ability for the athlete to see.
Joe, are you on?
I am. I'm here too.
Oh, great. Hey, Joe. Okay.
How's it going, guys?
Go ahead, Joe.
Yeah, I just wanted to add real quick with the rewards and the point system. One of the things that we've already loaded in there, some of the things that's most important to the natural athletes that compete with us is, you know, once you've reached a certain level of points, then you'd be able to go in with your phone and instantaneously redeem either a drug test for the next show or an entry fee. There are some free product options in there. And we've got an athlete of the quarter bonus. And we've got an athlete of the year bonus. And I'll let Byron explain how the ranking works, but it's something that intrigued JB and I a lot. Right through the app, you'll be able to see which are the top point-producing athletes. And I believe what it's going to do is it's going to give people kind of an idea of, you know, how are these people racking up so many points? What are they doing? You can reach out to them, and you can ask them, you know, how are you promoting P4P? How do I get better at this? And it kind of will bring out the natural competitiveness, the competitive nature that we all have as athletes. And people will be able to see in real time, like, who's the leader of the pack? Who's in the running for that athlete of the quarter bonus or that athlete of the year bonus? And those will be significant bonuses. Those will knock out some contest expenses for these athletes.
So what I'm understanding is the people that practice what they preach will get the better benefit.
100%.
Okay, okay. Byron, you want to expound on what he was just saying about the ranking?
No, I mean, Joe nailed it. He should be one of our sales guys over here. But yeah, I mean, he nailed the two things. You know, the ranking is going to, you know, one, kind of feed that competitive appetite that us athletes have. And then two, it's going to, you know, you're going to be able to see, you know, these athletes are getting a lot of points. How are they doing it? And how do I kind of replicate and model what they're doing to also start jumping up in the points leaderboard? So, yeah, it's perfect.
So everybody benefits.
Everybody benefits. Yep. Yep.
Well, you got to love that. I mean, that grows the company, that grows the sport, and that grows the athlete all at the same time. And it's all happening in live time. In real time, I should say.
Exactly. So, yeah, I mean, I deal with some companies that, bike companies, they're, you know, a bit different than supplement companies. But, you know, they're giving some of these athletes $2,000 in gear or bike components a year.
Yes, please. We got to get away from that word gear.
Yeah. But they, you know, they have no clue if their athletes are doing anything to essentially
promote the brand
back or promote the brand. So this is going to help everybody out. You know, everybody can be on the same page. Everyone will know if you're out there helping promote the brand, and if you're not, then you know, maybe you should move
maybe
to
you shouldn't
company,
complain. Yeah, maybe you shouldn't be complaining. Well, this is groundbreaking stuff right here. I'm really excited and intrigued to see how this works. Now, the app is already in place, or is it still getting the kinks worked out?
Okay, where we're at with that, Kaylin, is Chad will be in charge of a soft rollout. We're making some decisions, and we've contacted, it's going to be a couple dozen athletes to just see how it works, get some feedback, you know, kind of get a soft rollout going. And then not too far down the road after that, once everything's been working great, after we've got our feedback, then we'll roll it out to everybody. So the app is already working smoothly. Byron's done a great job getting it up out on the web, on both the Google Play Store and the iTunes Store, so people can get it. We're going to be rolling it out with about 20 to 25 people at first, though. And another thing that's in the works, kind of in combination with this, I'll let the cat out of the bag a little bit on it. We're going to also be doing a affiliate plug-in on our website. And with that affiliate plug-in, that will still use the tracking codes that we've given all the athletes, and it will give you ability to use the commission kickbacks from the athlete promo codes directly right on our shopping cart if you wish. And it'll also give you access to kind of see where you stand with that too. So once both are done, everybody will have the complete picture in real time anytime they want it. And the sponsored app, primarily the main goal that we had with this was, number one, to reward the athletes that are doing the, you know, the minimum things that we've asked them to do and give them an instant real-time reward for that. And then number two, to help us make better decisions as a company and, you know, look into those athletes that are really killing it out there and help us make good decisions on who do we want to reward even further. And know that we're putting the dollars in the right places, basically. So
I'm liking the sound of that. When you said this is going to be a good episode, you weren't kidding. I'm kind of geeked on this. JB, you there?
Yeah, I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Joey, you on there?
Yes.
Okay. I came on, and Joe and everybody did a wonderful job on explaining the app. And I'd like to give a big thank you out to Joe, because Joe did a lot of the legwork with this, and then also Chad. And Chad continued the legwork with the app. But what they're telling you is just like the crust of it. There actually is a vision with this too, to go further in the future with that, but part of the evolution of of changing the way sponsorship is done. And the big thing is that we want to get away from the old practices of sponsorships where you have an athlete and you're more concerned about the hits and things that matter. One thing is with the athlete, it's really not good for them. They get some free product, but as soon as the business owner feel that their bottom line isn't being effective, and it could be a guesstimation. It could just be based on you know, what they think. Because currently there's nothing that really tracks stuff like this. And just cut a person. There's millions of stories that me and Joe have talked to a lot of athletes and whatnot about, you know, getting a sponsorship and having it for a while and getting cut and things of that nature. But we also want to get away from the free product notion. With a lot of athletes, that usually is the big thing that a lot of athletes look for, and sort of get them on their brand and the entrepreneurship of their brand. And mm-hmm. that's more what we want to try to change the culture of how things are done now. What intrigued us about this too, the track is nice. The athletes have another way of cashing in points to where they can get even more money. We definitely want more opportunities for athletes. And that's awesome. I mean, what other companies, what other company in this business that you know that is giving points to be redeemed for a reward based on a post that they put on Facebook?
That's
pretty
true.
Revolutionary.
And that's very true.
Well, that tells you that this company is more concerned about of branding ourselves, and that's what we are concerned about our athletes as well. So everything that we try to do for ourselves, we want to also implement it on our athletes as well and get that entrepreneur spirit. And you've seen certain things that's been happening in P4P, P4P Raise, which Cayenne, which everybody knows from P4P, that she's a godsend for us. She helps us out a lot. And she's heading that up, another entrepreneur move that P4P creates. We have Cleveland the Truth Thomas that is doing his apparel line.
Mm-hmm.
And anything that P4P can help push that through, you know, through P4P and his wonderful product and whatnot, we want to do that and push him more towards the entrepreneurship. The stage is fine, but right now with the stage, man, it's just not, until the organizations and federations get a clue on some things, it's just not enough for most athletes to be able to do this, even as a hobby. This is a very expensive hobby if you are doing it as that. And if you're doing it as a career, a fitness career, well, you know, you got to be more concerned about your brand and what you're trying to push out there. And what we want to do is help those athletes be able to do that. So what we want to do, not only do the reward points and things of that nature, but we also want to get in a position to where we can get a high-tech and high-touch type of situation with our athletes. So where we can prove to other businesses, and you know, it could be fishing and hunting, it could be beauty supplies, it could be cars, it could be food,
anything.
It could be whatever it could be, that we can promote their products better than anybody, and that that we have the leverage, and we have the money to be able to. For them to come in there and not feel like it's a risky situation, you know, and that's what that's the. I mean, let's be real here. That's the bottom. That's the real thing about drug-free bodybuilding, is that a lot of businesses think there's no money here. That's the reason why a lot of them don't come, or if they do come, you're basically getting businesses that you pretty much aren't in line with what you are trying to do. So what we want to do is be able to show businesses that we can promote their products through P4P, through our athletes. Every athlete other than the stage have their own family, their own personality, their own hobbies, their own things they like to do on their off season or whatever it may be. And those things are pretty important to a lot of businesses if they can get into those athletes' inner circle. And what this does is it helps us prove to the small business owner, like, you know, our athletes, we can track things from their webpage, which we're going to improve on that more. We're working on now to expand it to where they can get more videos and pictures, and also where these businesses can put their links and things on their website and choose particular athletes that fit their brand to promote their product. So we're taking the guesswork out of it for a lot of businesses too as well. Now, I'm not going to get into crazy details. So if I spill it all and whatnot, then someone's going to beat me to a punch, which is fine. But I'm biased. I think we can do it better.
All right. And so I like the sound of it.
Yeah, so my thing is that what I will leave you with is that before this is all said and done and whatnot, we will be the number one marketing company for businesses' products throughout the world. And we will have athletes to where it's a smorgasbord for most businesses where they can pick certain athletes to promote what they have and feel 100% comfortable doing it, because we will take all the guesswork out of it. And we will give them reports. We will have managers managing things for them. We will change the way sponsorship is done. And no one will never, ever, ever see this again. And I think it will change. I think it will change cultures. And I'm hoping that sponsorship is going to a new era of to where it's just not, you know, you just throw an athlete out, a couple of athletes that you think are popular, and then you look at their, you know, their Facebook, how many people they got, and then that's the deal. Give them some pride and call it a day. I feel that these athletes are way more than that. And we gamble on the athletes in the beginning. And I'm telling you, brother, we win. And my thing is like, I'm willing to gamble on them again, because I know that everything goes through these athletes. So what we're going to do is we're going to take it to another level, to where, you know, we are going to make entrepreneurs out of as many of our athletes as I can. I had one dude that when we came out with this had a comment. I think he meant it negatively, but it actually was a positive thing. And he came in there, he came on there, and I think he said, he made a comment, he said, it sounded like employment. And I said, I said, dear Lord, brother, I hope so. I hope we can employ a whole lot of drug-free athletes, because that would be revolutionary.
All right. All right.
And my thing is that's my goal. I want to change the way things are done, way business is done. And the only way you're going to be able to do that is you're going to have to make these athletes more entrepreneurship and be able to leverage their brand. And it's just like what we started when me and Joe started going from coffee shop to all over, you know, road trips all over. And we told these athletes, this is what we're doing. This is the reason why we're collecting all these athletes. We're coming to the final page of this. And what's happening is once we get those more and more and more athletes, we're going to be able to leverage ourselves. Companies don't care about anything but their bottom line, period. They don't care if you're Jay Cutler or Joe Smoke. They care about their bottom line. And you can show them that we can increase their bottom line and we can track it without a shadow of a doubt. They will come running. And that's the only thing that we have to prove to these businesses. And once that happens, we can change the culture here, but we can also change the culture in MMA, some of the other sports where, you know, they sort of struggle. It's like what he said, where, you know, there's the 1%, but there's also, but what about the, you know, the 2%, the 4%? Some really awesome athletes and whatnot that aren't getting any kind of promotion. And the reason why is because there's really nothing out there for them. There's really nothing out there for them. So just consider P4P as more of a broker for these athletes, a representative for these athletes, so they can be known and they can be, you know, they can represent themselves on an even playing ground. So it's really big. I'm super excited about this. I think once the athletes understand, it's kind of different. So it's going to take a minute. I understand that the athletes to, you know, figure it out and understand the impact of it. But once they see everything roll out, the podcast network that we are fixing. Right now it's Kaylin, but we got Melinda Casino coming on. We got some other hosts coming on. We're gonna build this network to about 30 to 50 hosts on this bad boy. And then there's gonna be P4P TV. There's gonna be a whole lot of different stuff that we're gonna just put together along with this app and selling advertising and promoting other companies' products. And the big thing that me and Joe said from the beginning, you know, we just are about we're pro athlete, but we're also pro business too. I don't care where the money come from. I don't care where the money come from. It doesn't. I don't get attached to things like that. I don't. As long as I'm accomplishing my goal, I don't care where the money coming from. And if we evolve now, that's not saying that we're gonna still have our wonderful protein and everything like that. But what you will see that it might take a back seat to what we're about to expand to. So I'm very excited.
JB, I also want, because I know in your heart that this will always be drug free, and I don't want people thinking that you're saying that
all day.
You're going to get away. Yes.
All day.
Every day. Yes.
You ain't got to die about me. Hey, Kaylin. All they got to do is check the library and see
if
it'll ever be anything else but drug free.
Yes.
I'm sorry for taking over the podcast and whatnot, but usually I'm the color guy. Joe is the technical dude. You know, he broke it down like no one else could. Like, you know, he could be a salesman for their company. But, you know, I just wanted people to understand the vision, that, you know, understand that we're doing this app and everything like that. But you know, hold on. You know, this is just the preliminary. There's more to come.
Well, JB, look, if I could, one of the things, I think timing, and you guys are really good with that, is the timing. And one of the things that I'm really seeing as a beneficial thing is, you know, the simple fact that natural athletes weren't sponsored and they didn't get engagements. And so basically you're starting this at its infancy with sponsorship. So you can go, and I don't want to say it's in another direction, but in a better direction where it's actually making sense. And since it's so new, you don't have the people that are stuck in an old rut that would slow this process down. It'll actually be wide open on both sides, both the P4P business side and the P4P athletic side.
All right. Joe, you want to expand on that?
No, I think Kaylin's exactly right. You know, it is a new concept for a lot of natural athletes to be given a chance, as sad as that sounds. You know, JB touched on it before, but some of the bigger companies, they turn their back on the natural events and the natural athletes because they feel like there's not a mega amount of exposure and there's not so many eyeballs watching and all those things. And JB and I, from the very onset of P4P, we said, wait a minute, that doesn't really make a whole lot of sense to us because the customers that are spending their hard-earned dollars in these companies, for the vast majority of them, they are natural themselves.
The natural athletes,
Yeah, they're natural athletes themselves, and they're the ones out there spending the money on these companies. So we wanted to change that. And who's a better role model? You know, someone who is out there busting their butt, doing it without the drugs, you know, completely disciplined day in and day out. Who do you want your kids looking up to? Someone like that or someone who's taking the shortcuts? You know, so our belief is that the people that are doing it right are the ones that should have some opportunity. And that's why you don't ever see JB and I go out and interview or, you know, offer opportunity to athletes that are competing in any sport, in any fashion that has anything to do with the drugs. That's not P4P. That's not P4P, and that's never going to be P4P.
Amen. Amen.
Yeah, so I think you're right. I think you're right, Cleon. It is new, and, you know, a lot of people, you know, maybe don't totally understand it yet, but this app is going to definitely simplify that, and it's going to help us make better decisions to reward athletes even more, and that's great. Yeah. That's going to be great for everybody.
There's some awesome rewards on that app too, as well. I mean, I'm talking about you can get some major expenses taken away from you from just being active and promoting your sponsorship. And the thing about it is this whole business was started on unity. You know, that's the whole thing. This is a ground movement, man. No one put down $1 million or whatever for a product. We were buying product as we go in the beginning. And my thing is like, you know, the athletes, you know, when we first started, like I tell everybody over and over again, I mean, we started our company, but we didn't have any products till 8 months later. We were sitting there building the dream. We were sitting there building a dream. Man, what if we all band together? I use the other side of it. And I have nothing against juice the people who, you know, however they take shortcuts or whatever. I have nothing against them at all. And stuff like that. Do you choose what you're gonna do? That's not my, you know, concern. But what I'm more concerned about is that we should have at least the same opportunities as they do. I'm being pretty humble with that right now.
Yes, you are. Yes, you are.
the same opportunities as them, not giving us anything, the same opportunities as the other side is. So my thing is that, you know, we built the dream. We got over 450 athletes in less than a year and a half. And that didn't happen by accident.
No.
That happened because, I mean, we weren't offering $50,000 rewards, or we weren't offering sweepstakes or anything like that. Only thing we offered was a better, if we can show you a better way than what you're currently doing, would you hear me? Would you listen to me for about 10 minutes? And that's how we approach everybody. And I am not lying. About every time we interview someone, it doesn't take till we don't even get through the whole interview before they say, well, let me sign up for this and stuff like that. Because a lot of them want the unity. They want people to know that they do drug free, and they do it for the love of this, because then there's no payoff at the end. That's another subject that we had to get into. But my thing is that, you know, this app that we found, and me and Joe are always searching to go further and further with, and, you know, if it's new technology, software, whatever it may be, and we want to make the drug-free athlete, if it's bodybuilding or OCR, Spartan races, MMA, whatever it may be, on an even playing ground, and to, you know, be able to say, hey, man, there's money over here, and there's millions of dollars over here. It's just the athlete ain't getting up. And my thing is that this is gonna be a beginning to that. This is going to be able to track athletes on everything that they do, but it also is going to be able to, for them to get even more opportunity, to get more money, to get more product. What this is going to also do is this is going to help us prove to other businesses. Now, let me ask you this. You ever heard this before? We're going to help those athletes get other sponsorships. What?
Never heard of it.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. What company does that? We're going to help you, and this is going to help us do it.
Yeah. Because
now we can sit there and break it down for these other companies and sit there and say, look, man, this dude right here, look at the traffic that's going through this guy's website. Look at everything he's doing for us on our product, boom, 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 and stuff like that. A lot of people say, well, what's the catch? What's the quick catch? Here's the catch. If there's money in drug-free bodybuilding, no matter where it comes from, if there's money coming to us, then it's better for everybody, including us. So my thing is looking at the bigger picture, not sitting there being a used car salesman type stuff, like a mine type deal, but it's more about we need to, as the whole entire drug-free community, be able to bring more business and more branding and more attention and more things into that, so we can take our rightful place at the table.
Okay.
And that's the goal. That's P4P goal right there, man. That's it.
What JB, I'm going to cut right there because there's something I need to ask Byron about this because.
I'm sorry, Byron.
Byron, you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, I got a question for you. This is for the people that might not be tech savvy when they're engaging with this app. How computer friendly will it be, and even for the layman, how will they be able to work this to where they're not running into something that'll slow them down, or where they feel like they can't use the app like everybody else, and they're everybody else will have a leg up on them.
Yeah, I mean, you know, obviously my goal is to make it so they download the app and they don't even need anybody to tell them how it works,
mm-hmm.
I think it's pretty much there. I mean, if you know how to work a computer, I would think you could figure it out. But even mm-hmm. if you can't, we have a short 2-minute video demo, which all the athletes are going to get.
Yes.
Which will walk them through it step by step. And even if that doesn't work, I got my cell phone and my email address on there. So they just call that, and I'll walk them through it personally to make sure they get up and running and know how to work the program.
Oh, wow. Oh, wow.
There you go.
I like that.
Right, hey, Kalen, do you mind if I add something quick?
Go right ahead.
I want to give Byron just a little recognition on that, too, because we had several conversations with Byron over the last few months, you know, getting ready for this. And mm-hmm. I just want to thank him, because anytime I asked him, hey, what about this? Would you do this for us? He's been very, very friendly to P4P. So, for example, you know, the video, he did that for us. You were on vacation, weren't you, Byron? You were in San Francisco?
Yeah, I'm in San Francisco. Yep.
So, I mean, on vacation, he did that for us so that it was even easier for the athletes. And then the tech support is actually going to him. So that's amazing. You know, the creator is going to help you through it if you did have a question by email. And then he also created a PDF file for us that's breaking it down real simple into just, you know, a few basic steps of how to use the app. So we're covering as many angles as we can to make this as easy as possible. And Tyann, who will be, you know, she's the P4P mother in a lot of ways.
Mm-hmm. Yes, she is. Yes, she is.
Yeah, Tyann's going to be available too. You know, Tyann's done a tour with Byron. She was amazed when she saw it. She really liked it. She said Byron was amazing. So she's going to be pretty apt at how to use the app as well. So we're gonna cover everybody. It should not be a problem at all. After going through it, you know, I would say it's as easy as posting on Facebook.
Oh,
wow. Right.
All right. I like the sound of that. I mean, everything's basically coming into place just like JB said a while ago. You know, if we just keep working. And I'll let him say it slow. I don't think I can ever say it as good as he does, because I don't really think it's a hustle. I think it's just fashion, and that's just his way of saying it. So JB, you could add to that. JB,
oh, you might have cut out, Kalen.
I got him back.
Am I on there?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm sorry. It must have dropped on me.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's exactly what I mean. Look, I mean, Byron is that's amazing, man. That he's gonna be tech support on that. I thank you for that. That's awesome. And then, you know, Tyann's tireless and stuff. But you know, it's the whole thing. The reason why I said don't trust me, trust my hustle, is because my mouth might tell you anything.
Mm-hmm.
But my actions are true. So my thing is that, you know, me and Joe started this business. We had a long game in place. And luckily, we can find people like Byron, and there are going to be other people in the future that can sort of help us, you know, make P4P vision come true. And, I mean, bottom line, dude, we just want a better culture, a better thing for the athletes and stuff like that. They work so hard for what they do and stuff like that is, you know, and we just want to more and give that corporate feel to the businesses when they come and say, you know, I want, you know, I want my product promoted or wherever the deal is. We just want to change what sponsorship is about. Because, yeah, there is a demographic for the big Hulk-type dudes and stuff like that. I get it. But there's also other demographics as well. And my thing is that we need to give those demographics attention as well. And hopefully, you know, that, you know, it might not be us that break through the glass. But hopefully we spark that person to do it. And stuff, and make it, you know, make our non-commercial sports, X Games, even MMA. A lot of people just think of UFC, but there's so much more. There's pro circuits. UFC ain't the only pro, but they just don't get the recognition. It's like what Byron said. You know, you see the 1%, but there is a 2%. There is a 4%. That are doing amazing things, but they just can't, you know, they just can't get that recognition or get that support that they need. We're not giving anything. We just, you know, my thing is about opportunities, you know, and it's up to, you know, the athletes or whoever takes that opportunity and what you're going to do with it. But my thing is I want to put so many opportunities out there that is such a no-brainer. For them to, you know, take hold of it and get going on it. So I'm very thankful and proud of this company and stuff like that. I'm proud to have Byron helping us out. Me and Joe talked to him on a conference call a while back, and the guy was just blowing my mind. I mean, you know, we would sit there and say, can you do this? Can you do this? And he'll come up, oh, yeah, I can do that. You know, and then make it happen. So that's awesome that, you know, we can get help like that. Because I mean, personally, we couldn't do it alone. So me and Joe is definitely not tech savvy. You know, when we started with GoDaddy website. So you know, we're not the most technical savvy people in the world. So that is a blessing in there. So, you know, basically, you know, we just want to give the opportunities. I think this is going to open a door for more opportunities. And I'm hoping that other businesses take hold of this too and start, you know, being able to track their athletes and stuff like that and be able to, because there's a lot of hard worker out there, man. There's that Tom that, and, you know, at your local gym that everybody knows. And, you know, if Tom says good, everybody's like, all right, it's good. And, yeah. But, you know, that guy doesn't get the pub like, you know, a LeBron or something like that. But he's just as effective. He's just as effective, maybe on a lower, but, you know, but if you add in the efficiency of it. So my thing is in our vision, everybody it has value. And that's where we don't know who's going to do it. We don't know who's going to be blow it up and whatnot. So we just lay the opportunities out there and let's watch the movie.
Yeah. Well, I, honestly, what you're saying is something I used to talk about when I used to play basketball. And it was plenty of people I got to see. And there was one fella telling me about Michael Jordan, and it really sparked on me. I was like, well, do you really think Jordan's the only one that can dunk from the free throw line? Because I knew plenty. But like you're saying, right. Because they weren't on the public market, everybody was kind of missing out on what these special people were doing. Because I know somebody that actually do a 1-3 from the free throw line. Right. Now think about that. And the world will never get to meet him because, you know, he's already past his prime. But that was just something to see. When you think about Jordan having to look at the rail and do what he's doing, and this fella doing a 180, and nobody really got to see it. Except for the people that are actually in the
city. I'll give you another example where Byron Software comes into play. And I don't think this guy will mind me, you know, saying this, but I mean, everybody know American Ninja Kevin Bull.
Mm-hmm.
And he's sponsored by T4P. And I was sort of amazed that we were even going to be able to get that sponsor athlete. Because everywhere I go, I can ask anybody. I say, you watch American Ninja? Yeah, I watch it on ABC all the time. You know a guy named Kevin Bull? Oh, yeah, I know that dude. This dude knows, have thousands upon thousands of people who knows him and whatnot, but he's still not, you know what I'm saying? He's still not getting the play or the recognition that
recognition,
he should,
yeah.
Even on that, yeah, on that level and stuff like that. And I was just amazed. I mean, like, I'm like, millions of people watch this dude. He's one of the top American Ninja people and whatnot. Mm-hmm. He done broke records all through that thing. And a lot of people know him, and, you know, and this is where P4P want to grab those people, and hopefully we can elevate them to another level to where they can get more promotion and more pub and, you know, and be able to push their brand out there more.
Mm-hmm. That's real good. Well, Byron, now that we've heard the plus side, I'm sure people are concerned about, you know, with the technical side and maybe possible, you know, people getting in and doubts and fears about being able to keep track. Because some people hear tracking and they get a little bit nervous. Okay, is there anything you can say that can kind of take away that fear and that doubt about this app?
Yeah, about security purposes or?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Yeah. I mean, it's, you know, it's 100% secure. We have tons of software in our servers. These servers are literally bomb-proof that we keep all this data in. Yeah, they're made to withstand a nuclear attack, essentially. But let's hope not. But they're like four stories underground, completely monitored by virus or hackers, and.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, there's really, you know, and the data that these athletes are providing is not that personal or that, something that they don't want to get out. So even if
mm-hmm.
someone were theoretically to break in, they're
only going
to
do nothing with it.
Yeah, I don't know of anything they could use to hurt the athlete anyway.
Okay. That's what I was asking. Thank you. Now, everybody's going to be having questions. And, Joe, you said it's going to be a certain amount of people. So, basically, if there's any kinks, all of that will be addressed before it goes full bore, yes?
100% correct, yes. What we did is JB and Chad and I sat down and we looked at people on the P4P sports side. We looked at people that have been with P4P Muscle for a long time. And as partially as a reward to those people that have been very consistent with us, we did make some decisions on who we wanted to test with that we felt, you know, a good level of comfort with that have been with us for a long time. And then on the sports side, we wanted to get people in different segments, different sports, different markets. And we're going to let it roll. And then we're going to watch and monitor and just make sure that everything's doing what it's supposed to do. But like I said, mm-hmm. the software's been out. It is working 100% correctly. We just want to kind of get those get the feedback from the athletes. You know, what do they think of it? You know, what kind of you know, how easy was it for them to use? What kind of questions did they have? And then we can answer all of those things before we have, you know, several hundred people using it.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's beautiful.
Just for a smooth roll. Yep, just for a smooth rollout. So that's going to happen very soon. We have two meetings scheduled before the end of this week. One of them we're covering getting that going. So it's going to happen very soon.
Yeah, and probably, Joe, what do you think about those people that we're doing a soft rollout with? We probably could have a couple of those people do like sort of self-video them doing it.
Oh, absolutely.
You
yeah,
know, like and show how easy
yeah.
it is.
Yeah, just a little.
Yeah, I think that would help a lot of people too, as well.
Yeah,
absolutely.
That sounds like a plan. Now,
we didn't
really cover
this yet.
No, that's fine. I got a question for Byron. Let me get
okay,
this to Byron, and I'll get you right up. Byron.
Yep.
Are you there?
Yeah.
How
yep.
good does this make you feel knowing that these guys are pushing just as hard as you'd like? Because I know, as a creator, it's always nice to have something that you that you're proud of, but to know it's going in good hands, how does that make you feel?
Oh, I mean, yeah, these guys are truly inspiring. I'm getting pumped up just listening to them talk, not only about just my software going out there and being used by these awesome athletes you guys promote, but shoot, I want to start lifting weights right now, too. I think JV mentioned that. Nobody's ever listened to
you. We tried to sign you up earlier.
I know. No, it's great. I appreciate all the work you guys are doing.
Thank you so much. And, you know, we meet the most amazing people. It's only been a year and a half. It feels like it's been like 5 years, but it's only, and I say that in a good way. It feels like it's been a long, like we've been at it. But, you know, it's probably because of, like, you know, what I said with the saying, you know, don't trust me, trust my hustle. So we're all about the hustle, man. And I just want to know, let all the athletes know that, man, we're fighting for you. And we're doing everything that we can. Every time we have an owner's meeting or whatever we have, we talk about what can we do for the athletes next. And Joe and Chad probably get mad at me all the time because I'm on to the next thing. and they have to slow me down sometimes and be like, whoa, hold up, JB. You know, but, you know, I feel that, you know, we've been, you know, all these athletes, you know, you hear these stories and everything like that of these athletes and how much they love their sport, man. I don't play football, basketball. I have never seen the type of love and sacrifice and financial and time and everything they put into stuff like this. You know, and, you know, you see stuff like Rory, who, you know, in the wheelchair and stuff that do the competition and stuff that's a P4P athlete. And he inspires me, man. There's people, you know, stories you hear about Chad, like Meshack, that this dude walked, like, you know, he would walk 50 miles from a competition home. And 50 miles in Kenya to home. Because he wanted to compete. You come away from these things speechless, man. And so it makes me work harder and want to go on to the next thing and get bigger and bigger and bigger because I feel that it's a underground movement. I feel that something special is happening and stuff like that, something stern and stuff and everything. And the last show that we were at North American.
Oh, man.
I have never been to a show, and it was a lovely show. And I'll give my thanks to the Kankos and Brian McKay for promoting it. It was a wonderful show. But there's probably about, what, 50 athletes there? I have never been to a show. It felt like there was 1,000 athletes there.
That's right.
I mean, the P4P love that we got and the support and things of that nature, you know, sometimes we get so tired. You know, we're away from our wives and children and things of that nature for periods of time. But Joe said it before, and sometimes we need that. We need that interaction, man, because it makes us go. And when I walked away from that. That's probably one of the best bodybuilding shows that I have ever went to in my life, and that's saying something. Cause I've been a bodybuilding fan since I was 11, and my thing is it was the best bodybuilding show I ever did. Not because of the physiques, but for the people. It was a sight to see, man. It was a sight to see, and it was real. So. You know, that makes us fight harder for it. And it's not about me and Joe. It's about these athletes believing in us and making it happen. So, you know, I like to thank all the athletes out there, first of all, because without you, there'd be no P4P. Like I said, we didn't drop $1 million down. We bought as we go. We bought as we went. and we rolled the dice on the athletes. We did it differently from the other companies.
and they're proving us right that you that we make.
Hello.
I'm here.
Okay. Well, Byron. This is Byron, yes?
Yes, yeah, yeah.
Hey, well, Byron, do you have anything that we might have forgotten?
No. I'm just really pumped and excited to get this thing rolled out and see how things go. And, you know, I'm always available. Everyone should have my cell phone, all the athletes, and I'm excited to talk to some of these athletes too. So I really appreciate it. All your hard work over there at P4P.
Well, thank you. I mean, it sounds like this is really quite the concept, and I'm really amazed at how deep you guys have gone in there. I mean, it's almost like Alice in the Wonderland. But it really sounds like, you know, in its infancy, there's so much that can be birthed from this that we haven't even conceived yet. That's big.
Yeah, and I think the athletes are probably going to give us a lot of great suggestions as well. So I'm thrilled, very excited.
This has been a mind-blowing episode for me, for sure. And thank you so much for even considering, you know, P4P. And thank you for all you've put in, you know, the work that you put in, and also the efforts you're going to be putting forth to make sure that it's successful, because that shows that you've never lost that sportsmanship or team effort either. That's beautiful.
Yes. Well, I appreciate it. It's been real fun.
All right, Byron. Thank you so much. JB and Joe, thank you. And P4P athletes and sportsmen, I hope you got everything that you wanted to hear, because this is beautiful, and I'm just happy to hear about it. And also, I just want to give a shout-out to everybody that's been basically regular listeners. I'm really appreciating the live listeners that we're getting. And I'm also in the archive. Thank you so much. And we have what? We have, oh, my goodness, we got Devion coming up next weekend. No, not next weekend, but this Thursday. So he's going to be a good addition, and it's going to be a lot of fun talking to him. And Byron, thanks again, and we'll call it a day.
Hey, thanks, Kaylin. Talk to you guys soon.
Thanks. All right, have a good one, buddy.
You too. Take care.
Let's go through and see if you got them. Let's put these in there so we can.